We bow our heads in prayer. Yes, Father, you have poured out your grace upon us. May we live in the power of that grace. And may we love as you have loved us. Building that relationship first and foremost we have with you. And then with one another. Yes, truly, loving you with all of our heart and our soul and our mind. And then our neighbor as ourselves. We bless us this day in the power of your word. Amen. Stewardship. When we talk about it in the body of Christ, what do you think of? It's not a code for a financial drive in the congregation. It's not about meeting a budget. It is not about pleading because we aren't receiving enough funds or begging for members to give more to the church. It is not an issue of tithing. Stewardship is not about raising money. Oftentimes, that's what people think as they leave congregations. It is about raising up people of God to service, to action, to giving and living in the body of Christ. It is about becoming a whole person in Christ. God is the ultimate giver of everything we have. And as that giver, you and I have the privilege of responding back to God for all that he has done for us. A steward is one who manages all that God has given us. First of all, we recognize that everything we have comes from the hand of God. We, in the creation, were created in his image. If we are to be like God, it is about loving, forgiving, rejoicing in those opportunities that God gives to each one of us as we live out our lives. Stewardship is allowing the Holy Spirit to work through the power of the gospel in each one of our lives as a child of God. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Stewardship in the life of a Christian is being transformed. It is about identifying those abilities, those gifts, and those services that Christ has given to each one of us and how we use them in the body of Christ. God calls us to be more than just mediocre or average. God calls us to be disciples, forgiven, redeemed, living in his grace. Stewardship is really about where our hearts are. Now we live in a culture where all kinds of institutions plead for our loyalties, and I know we all get those nice robocalls. We see all those really compassionate advertisements on TV that brings the tears to our eyes, and we are to be loyal and give. I have been a Rotarian for a long time, and I like being a Rotarian because it is about service above self. All of these things require our loyalty and our following, and the church is not an institution. The church is God's body here on earth. It is about being a part of that body. God reconciled us to himself in Jesus Christ. When we talk about stewardship, so oftentimes we get focused on just the reality of money or the needs we have as a congregation or how do we meet those needs. We get into the whole thing of a budget and we argue about the budget on and on and on. And a budget is simply a tool. It tells us what we could do. Think about that. It tells us what we could do if we had the means, the talents, and the time together. It is there to keep us on track. The reality is that when you come into the church and when you offer your gifts before the Lord, you do not give to a budget. We get that so wrong so many times. When we appeal to your duty, to your pride, to your loyalty, or for a need to give, or even to a budget, they are false premises for stewardship. Consider these statistics. 53% of every Christian who comes into a pew has probably not given a dime to the church in the last month. Okay. Something just happened to my message. Giving has not exceeded 3% as a portion of our income in the last 50 years. That's why when we talk about tithing, it's not very realistic when most churches don't even talk about it. 70% of all Americans live from paycheck to paycheck. And our personal finances are 80% behavior and 20% knowledge. Dave Ramsey claims that 85% of churches have problems with giving because they do not have a plan to teach finances, which people need to have in place in order to be good stewards. Now, on top of that, if you look at Scripture, Scripture talks about stewardship over 800 passages. Talk about our use of money and our possessions in the body of Christ. St. Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, lays out 10 principles for Christian stewardship. About 40 years ago, I came across this. And I love it because I think it's the most biblical-based reality of what a steward is. And Paul lays it out so beautifully in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. There are these 10 principles out there for you to take home because I think we all need to think about what it is to be a steward. Let's go through those 10 principles briefly. And I thank our team because they put it together. They put it up there so you can all see them together. First and foremost, stewardship is proportionate to one's income. Now, when you read in 2 Corinthians, as it begins this whole section, Paul talks about how in the midst of a severe famine that hit the whole part of that world at that time, these Corinthians and the churches around them gathered an offering to help those who were less fortunate, who were reeling from the famine. And how does it begin? They gave proportionate to their income. First, they gave according to their means, as I can testify. You see, the reality, God never asks us to give from what we do not have. He only asks us to give from what He has given us. And we need to think about that in our life together, as we work together, as we share our time and our talents and our treasures. Stewardship, number two, is the means of the gift of yourself. It involves who we are. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. You see, that's what it is. It's a matter of the heart. It is who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ, thinking about what God has given to us. They gave themselves first and foremost to the Lord. Three, stewardship is the proof of the genuineness of our love. If you look at the lessons we read this morning, they really focused in the Old Testament about how one lives properly. And what was the basis of that? God's love for them. It is about God's love in our lives. I say this there in the Corinthians passage, not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love is genuine. How do we show our love to God? How do we make that proof that we are a part of the body of Christ? It is by using our gifts, our time, our treasures in service to one another. Stewardship, then, is self-sacrificing and is based on the self-sacrifice of Christ. We all know this. We talk about this all the time. If it wasn't for what Christ has done for us, that's our starting point as brothers and sisters in Christ. God loved us so much that He sent His one and only Son. What the Corinthians understood was that grace, active and alive in their merry midst. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you by His poverty might become rich. Think about what Paul's saying here. It is by our Lord taking and doing for us what we could not do. It is by taking our place and going to the very depths of that poverty, so that you and I could be rich in His grace and His love and His mercy. Stewardship takes people who are ready, prepared for stewardship. Oftentimes in the body of Christ, we don't think of stewardship as our time, our talents, and our treasures, because it's about a relationship. And if you look at all the lessons this morning, they're about those relationships we have. First of all, our relationship to God. We hear that when Jesus was asked about what are the two great commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is likened to that. Love your neighbor as yourself. What is it that commands and directs all of our lives? It is God's love for us and then how we live out that love for one another. It is being prepared as God's people for service to one another. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable to what a person has, not according to what he has not. You see, if it was about money and if it was about giving, God could raise up that from the very stones of the earth. Think about that. That's not what it's about. It's about a relationship. It's about who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ. Stewardship, then, is a joint venture in the church or in the body of Christ. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. Think about that whole concept of fairness. In our culture, we really argue with that one, and we really talk about what's in it for me. And the reality is that they gave from their abundance at this particular time, being this great famine, to help others, knowing that at another time, they too may need help from others. It is about being in a joint adventure together as brothers and sisters in Christ. That's really what stewardship is. Stewardship is honest and honorable. For we aim what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man. When we come together and we bring our offerings to God, we do that because of our love. Because it is the honest and honorable thing to do. God has blessed us. And we, not responding to a budget or anything else, respond back to God for what He has done for us. Stewardship requires commitment. And it's kind of interesting. We do all these things, whether we do a budget, whether we have stewardship campaigns, all these things are about being prepared. It is about a commitment one to another. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead of you to arrange in advance for the gift you have promised so that it may be ready as a willing gift, not as an exaction. Think about it. We should not force people to give. Giving comes naturally through a relationship we have to our God. And then secondly, out of our love for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Stewardship, as we manage what God has given us, will always be a challenge to our faith and to the promises of God. God shows us His love for us. He showed us His love for us throughout the whole Old Testament. And then in sending His Son, He shows us the real commitment He has to His creation. It is about living in that faith and promises of God. And so in 2 Corinthians 9, he writes, "The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." When we come and give our offerings to our God, do we do that with a ready heart? Realizing the faith we have and realizing that everything we have comes from our God. It is something that we do freely, not under compulsion. God wants us to see who we are and that relationship we have to Him. "He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. This will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God." I would challenge you that when you give to the church, when you give to the Lord, what you do that with a cheerful heart. You do that with thanksgiving in your heart, realizing this is what God has done for me. This is the way I can respond with giving of my time, with my talents, or my treasures. Stewardship is then finally a way of acknowledging our faith in God. You see, we don't do it under compulsion. We don't do it to meet a budget. We do it because of God's love for us. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whenever we give back to God, He will always bless us. He will always be there for us. These 10 principles talk about a relationship. And you see, really what it's all about in everything we do is that relationship first and foremost we have with God. That's why Jesus, when He's asked that question, says there are two points of the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is what we are in the body of Christ. We are sharing with one another, free. Free to give. Free to do, because we understand the gospel at work in our lives. The only basic solution to man's problem is that reconciliation that you and I have with God and with one another. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. Sometimes we want to go it on our own. And too often, many of our churches are guilty of the focus being on money. The real issue is never money. The real issue is, are you attached to the vine? Are you growing in your relationship to your Lord and to one another? There is an abundance of fruit. I have a friend who used to always say to me, he actually came out of this congregation, he'd always say to me, I have some good news and bad news. The good news is there's plenty of money. The bad news is that money's in your pocket. Think about that. There's always an abundance of what God gives to us. If we reflect on these 10 principles, and to me they're biblical based, this is what God reminds us we are to be about. A steward manages all that God has given to us. It is putting God at the center of our lives, and that everything flows from that relationship. First we have with him, and then with one another. It is giving back to God because he first gave to us. He gave his all in sending his one and only son. So when God gives us time on this earth, he asks us to simply take that time, those gifts he gives to us, and our treasures, and respond back to his love in our lives. A steward is one who manages all that God has given him. Stewardship is that simple in the body of Christ. We need to respond in our lives to what God has done for us. We give back to God because he first gave to us. And the reality is, as Paul's talking to the Corinthians, is God loves a cheerful giver. We never give under any other means, or should not give under any other means, than out of that love we have for God, because of God's love for us. Amen.